Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Share the love, share the truth, share the life on 657 AM.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way, the best of friends we are. And this is happening throughout up to midnight. My name is Ray. Welcome to it. And we are going to be touching base with Sithembile Serame. And there's a discourse we had. And this discussion has to do with having spousal friendships that are undesirable. It means your spouse has friends that they don't like or they don't desire, because these friends really are not doing it well for you. You know, they are messing you up and they make you mess up your own marriage. And so we're talking about that. Let's greet her. Stay, welcome to it. Greetings to you. I hope you are well in this lovely evening.
Good evening to you and good evening to our beautiful family on Radio Pulpit in this lovely evening.
I hope you're well. I hope everything is fine. As I was saying, we are touching base on the issue of spousal friendships that are not desirable. Spousal friendships that really your spouse is not comfortable. There's a friend that your spouse just doesn't like. Not necessarily because they're just vengeful and what, and they decide not to like people. But it can be because there are some behaviors that they note of this friend which are unbecoming, or behaviors that do not contribute quite well to the marriage. And at times, it may be spousal friends that have a long way back with your spouse and somehow still revert to the olden ways, whereas you need to be progressing on your marriage and going forward in your marriage. And this thing, a bit of a problem. Yes, we are touching on that. What comes to mind?
We are indeed talking about spousal friendships that are undesirable. They are unpleasant, disagreeable. Another synonym for that is unacceptable,
yeah,
or unwelcome, or unwanted, or unwished for. So when we get married, our partners find us with certain habits that we have been practicing for a number of years. Before we met them, certain behaviors that might not necessarily being approved by them, and the friends that we perhaps grew up with or went to varsity with or met along the way in our path. Some of these people have perhaps played an important role, you know, in our lives. You know, they helped us one way or the other. Sometimes, you know, these might even be our sponsors to our careers. Maybe our first job, they gave us our first job, or you know, they yeah, helped us when we were going through a bad patch, whatever the case is.
Yeah.
Have you heard somebody saying, "Law is my do or die"?
Hey.
You know, meaning that we were struggling together. This person, married or not, I would never leave this person. This is just one of those friends that my husband or my wife must just get used to. This is part of our family. They are not going anywhere regardless. We kind of feel like we owe them something. Even when we get married, we keep these friends who at times do not serve us, or no longer adding value but instead might be going in a complete opposite direction, you know, where we are going, or their beliefs might be different to what we believe, or their behavior or habits might still be trapped 20 years ago when you guys were teenagers or whatever the case is. And because of that, our spouses might disapprove of these friends. So this is where, you know, one has to really think deep to say, this is the person that helped me, or this is the person that we grew up together, we used to do these things together, and therefore I can't, you know, my first job, they connected me. I can't leave them, regardless of how they are. My spouse must just understand, even when they disapproved. But what are the characteristics do these friends have? You know, what kind of people could they be like? You know, what do we need to look at in order for us to say, yeah, no, this person, this is the reason why my spouse is disapproving, or this is why this friendship is not pleasant to my spouse. And we need to know for ourselves so that we can now take stock in our own circle and identify such individuals to see why our spouses do not desire these kinds of friends. So, number one, these are the friends who do not respect themselves. I don't know if you've seen that, Pastor Ray. You know, there's those friends that you look at them and you're thinking, you know, something really needs to happen here. They do funny things in front of our spouses or in front of everyone. They just don't care. The way they talk, the language they use, the way they dress. You know, sometimes they would be coming and visiting and you look at their clothing, it is revealing things that are not supposed to be revealed. And they just don't care whether they are going to a church, they just looking as if they are going to a party. The way they talk, the way they express themselves, you know, it's just in another way and in another level. And this might not be favorable to the observer, including our spouses. The second characteristic is friends who do not respect our spouses. They talk whatever they want or however they want in front of our spouses. So they will be perhaps telling a story about so-and-so in front of our spouses without even thinking twice. You know, people that talk as if there is no one in the room, it's just them and you. They will just, you know, go high and low, side to bottom and up, just, you know, saying all the things that makes our spouse's eye pop because they'd be so surprised with, can this person really say those things? They call whenever they want. So these are the friends that you probably work with them, or you know, you deal with them during the day, or you talk for a couple of hours during the day. But when you get home, they don't give you that space to spend with your family, with your kids, with your spouse. They call and they want to talk for hours, you know, so that you can now give them time. So even when they call, you say, oh, I'm with my husband or I'm with my wife, they disregard that and they continue with that conversation as if you are alone in the house. They just taking your spouse time. They not being considerate, and to them it doesn't really matter. You know, they don't care about that. They show up at in your doorstep every weekend they are there. Saturday morning they are there. They spend time with you. You know, they come back. When you come back, they are there. You go to church, they are there. You know, after church, they just are not respecting your spouse. They are still treating the friendship as if you are not married. You don't have a family. Literally does not give you your space with your family. And this might be one of the challenges or one of the reason why that friendship is undesirable to your spouse. The third one is that the friends who talk bad about their own spouses, so they make it known that their spouse is a bad person. But they don't end there, right? What they do, they will badmouth their spouse, say bad things about them, nothing even positive about them. And they are not even trying to have a good marriage, like or asking you for advice. They just talk bad about their spouses in front of your children, in front of your friends or other friends, in front of your spouse. So they just make it publicly known that their spouse is a bad person. And they'll be saying things like, you know what, the only reason I'm not leaving this person is because maybe they are paying the school fees, they're paying for the bond, they're buying food, so my spouse is just there for that. And they'll be saying that openly as if there is nothing wrong about what they are saying about their spouse. You know, they're not even saying, I know I'm trying to get help, or I'm trying that, you know, my spouse to get help. No, they just saying all the negative things that you can think about their spouses. And they say this in front of everyone. The fourth point is that friends that talk bad about your spouse now. So they don't end by talking bad about their spouses, but they also talking bad about your spouse. You perhaps tell them something that, you know, this is what my spouse did, or this is how you treated me, and I didn't like that. Oh, they will say all the bad things. Your spouse is bad. You need to leave him, or you need to leave her. This spouse is a bad person. They do this, they do that. And how our spouses know is that when we now get these advices from our friends, so-called friends, we go back to our spouse and say, yeah, plus John said 1, 2, 3. Yes, John is right. Why are you treating me this way? Why are you doing this? You know? And then they will say all these things. And then now our spouses will come and say, but why every time when you are with this person, you are coming back with stories that I'm doing this, I'm doing that. But when those things happen, you don't even come and discuss them with me so that I can explain to you what really my perspective or my reasoning behind my action. But instead, you go and talk to your friends. And when you come back, and even go to what your friends are saying and how bad your friends perceive me, you know, and that can really, really be bad for our marriage. For our marriages. So it's very important that we become aware of these things. I do have two more points, but let's discuss them during the moments because of time. And yeah, but for now, I think, you know, what I'm trying to say is that it's very important for us to recognize when these things happen, because I know that sometimes we are so close to our friends and we think that when our spouses disapprove, they are jealous of us. Yeah. And also there's some sort of hold up that these friends have. And they'll even remind us that before you got married, I was the one that was helping helping you. I was the one that was taking care of you. But now that you are married, you want to cut me off and make you feel bad about it. Yeah, so let's just all be aware of such friends.
Indeed, there are friends who are like that, who will mess you up. And it's like they hold you at ransom, Stembile. It's like they hold you at ransom. Somewhat, somehow, they are actually making sure that you keep the friendship going. Because somewhat, somehow, they did something for you in the past. So you're paying for that thing for the rest of your life. That's why some friends are very much undesirable. And they should just go. Just like that. When we come back, let's get into moments.
Doers of the Word with 657 AM, Sounds of Life.
Welcome back, 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in the mighty way. The best of friends, man, we are. And I'm talking to Stembile Serame. We are talking about friends that are undesirable to our spouses. And for reasons, you know, people don't just become undesirable for nothing. But there are reasons why you find that some people become undesirable. And we are touching base on that. I trust and I believe the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Right? Stay. There are moments, you know, that would show. It is when a friend always brings back, you know, activities of the past that are not conducive to the welfare of the marriage, you know. Or friends, you spoke about this when you spoke about friends who do not respect the authenticity of the marriage that is there. And friends who basically profess that they hate marriage. You know, when you have your spouse has a friend who always says they hate marriage and all those kinds of things, you can see, okay, this one is not desirable because this one won't help us to build. It would actually facilitate the breaking of that marriage. And sometimes there are those friends who are keen on bringing old habits, old stories and old relationships, or friends that your spouse, when they're with, they disappear, they misbehave, or they don't respect the marriage at all. Friends like that. And it happens. We get those kinds of friends who basically are bent on destroying everything that we stand for in a marriage. And before you know it, your marriage is in tatters, is in dire straits. There are those kinds of friends, Tay. And there are moments that come about and bring those kinds of things along. And then sometimes, if we are not careful, we find ourselves teetering on the brink of the breaking of marriage because we're keeping these friends. What comes to mind?
Now we do indeed come to the moments. How do we recognize these? How do we identify these? And how do we just become aware if these indeed are happening? I want to go to 1 Corinthians 15, verse 33.
Yeah.
And it reads as follows. Do not be deceived. Bad company corrupts good morals. This is one of the things that we indeed need to be aware of, because sometimes we can become this good person, but the more we spend time with certain individuals who act in a certain way, one way or the other, we become like them. Unconsciously so, you know, that's how it starts. It starts as an unconscious. There's a lady that I know, very good person, that, you know, we've learned a lot. Many of us have learned a lot from her. And she, you know, when she was with us as a teacher, as a mentor, you know, as a friend, she became this person that you would really, you know, think they are perfect. You know, when you know that no one is perfect, we are all made perfect through Christ Jesus. But on our own, there's so much imperfection in us, and we strive to be more like Jesus every day. But when you looked at her, you would think, oh wow, the angel has just dropped in front of my eyes. The way she spoke, the way she acted, the way she was so loving and welcoming to everyone around her. You know, she was just this perfect person. And one day, you know, she invited a group of us to a function that she was hosting. Function went well. We didn't see anything wrong about that. And then she was like, no, just a few people. You must come to my house. I've got like an after party celebration, you know, just to thank God about this event. And you're thinking, wow, it's a good thing. I mean, it's a Thanksgiving. Let's go to the house and see. There is no type of alcohol that was not present in that. And I'm not saying it's in a bad way, you know, because we understand that sometimes we like to entertain people. And when you entertain people, you try to meet them halfway. You might not be drinking, but you might have family, you know, that are drinking, and you'll probably, you know, give them wine or whatsoever. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about when a person, you can say, this house is a beer house.
Yo.
This house, they, you know, as you walk in, you're thinking it's a complete, it looks different, than what you would, you'll have your own picture, right?
Yeah.
Of expectation to say, no, this is what I expect, because Stembile, I know Stembile is all about the community. She's helping here, she's helping there. But when you meet her, in certain instances, she doesn't want to give or whatever the case is. So it was a completely different environment where, she was also drinking. And I'm not talking about one glass. I am talking about excessive drinking. strong.
And that's bad, man. Yo.
Yeah, it was just so, sad.
Witness
that part. But yeah. I guess, things like that happen and you're thinking, it's fine. And then you will be seeing, because now there are certain individuals that I have friends. And in front of these friends, she's a completely, 360 turnaround.
Yeah.
The way
something
she's dancing.
Else.
Yeah, man. And I'm not saying we all dance. I mean, I dance crazy sometimes. Oh. I'm talking about deep dances that you wouldn't, expect a certain
suggestive
person with a certain position or caliber acting in such a way when they are with those friends. And then, when that happened, you're thinking, maybe the person was just happy. Sometimes when we are too happy, we probably find ourselves acting in a certain way. But when you witness this happens, when this person has these friends all the time, she is something else. She will just greet you and leave you there and spend time with these friends and become this person that you don't know. So this scripture, the Corinthians, 1 Corinthians, comes from that who we become when we are with certain individuals, it's very important. And when this happens, our spouses can pick that up and they might not approve of that friendship or those friendship, and this can become a challenge for our marriage, because we become this certain individual, when we are in front of these friends. Another moment is also a friend competing with your spouse. I spoke briefly about this in my opening. And when we have friends like this as a moment, this will be a person that is not giving you time to spend with your kids. They're not giving you time to spend with your spouse. They're not giving you time to spend with the people that you fellowship with, even your other friends. They are just there. When you are with other people, they're always that plus one. They are just always there, and they're not giving you a chance to breathe. They'll be even saying things like, yesterday you were with your spouse, today it's my time. And then they would keep you with them for long hours. By the time you get home, it's dark. And when that happens, obviously our spouses will not be very fond of those friends. And I'm not talking about things that happen once in a while. I'm talking about this is something that happens all the time. And we really need to be aware of such as well. And the last moment that I want to mention here is that a friend, who is perhaps not married, and they are always, this person, let's say you every gathering, they come with a different partner, and they are introducing that partner to your spouse, saying things like, this is my partner. And then now, next marriage or next gathering, they come with a different one.
Robots.
No, this one, is the one. This is the one. I know it. I can feel it.
I can
pray
feel
about it.
Yo.
All these things that you say. Most when we're trying to make others, convince others about our status or about our actions. Aibo,
yeah.
The next one, he comes with a different one and he says, you know, this here, I'm settling. This is the one. And but every time, you know, when there's something, they come with a different one. And then our spouses will keep on saying, but I don't, you know, approve of this friend because this is what they're doing. Every time they bring in a different partner, they even come to with different partners in my house. And that's a sign of disrespect. And you will find now you're arguing with your spouse, you know, because of that. And you find yourself having to defend your friend, you know, to your spouse. And that can really be uncomfortable.
Absolutely, absolutely. I know at times that we find these kinds of things really coming across. And it is important that we say to ourselves, you know, we need the aspect of saying, let us make choices that are right. You know, we need to make choices that are very much befitting and not choices that just please our friends. So it's very important also to know that each and everything has a cause and effect to stay, you know. If one insists on wanting to keep these friends, one should be ready for the consequences that would affect their marriage. One should be ready that their marriage might fall apart. One should be ready for that. We can't dilly-dally on this one. One should be able to see that, okay, because I'm not dealing well here, there's a lot of trouble that may ensue. It's very important to look into that. Coming up next, effects.
Become active, active in faith. 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.
Welcome back, 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit, coming to you. We trust and believe that the Father is doing you well and blessing you so much in a mighty way. And here we are tackling on this matter. And as Tay was talking there, I said, you know, we need to get into effects because there are some people that we accord a medal of history because of the role they played in our lives. We somewhat, somehow, put them on an endearment pedestal. And this in itself makes them to stay on as friends regardless. And you may find that our spouses have never been compatible with such. They've never been happy with them. Because of the kind of influence they bring over to us. What's your take on this one, Stay?
Now we come to the effects. Mm-hmm. You know, what happens when our spouses are not approving of these friends? You know, the first common one, it's constant conflict. There will be conflict because your spouse, every time when you say to your spouse, I'm spending time with this or I'm meeting with this friend, they will be saying, you know, how they feel about that friend. They'll tell you exactly, you know, how that friend makes them feel. and all the other stuff. So it's not good things, obviously, because that's not how they feel about that particular person. Mm. So, you know, you're constantly trying to defend that friend, and there will be conflict. The second effect is that you will see your spouse as controlling, and this might also be influenced by that friend. When your spouse say, I don't want you going there, or you can't go spend time with that friend, then, you know, the way you might perceive your spouse is as controlling and wanting to choose friends for you. But why are you controlling my life? Why are you choosing the friends that I have? You know, one can even start saying that.
Yeah.
And they might even say, but you have your friends that I don't like, but I tolerate them. So you must also
tolerate
the friends that I have. So you might really, you know, look at your spouse from that perspective. And then the third one is a spirit of competition, you know, spouse competing with friend, friend competing with spouse. It can happen vice versa, where now a friend would want to spend more time than the spouse, and the spouse, when you say that you want to go and spend time with that friend, spouse can say, hey, Nami, I want to spend time with you. So don't go to your friend because I'm spending time with you. And you know, that really, they might be competing with each other without you being aware of that. You know, every time when you want to go with your friend, your spouse makes a trip and you can't tell with your friend, and also vice versa. And that can be problematic. Number four, a spirit of confusion might arose because your spouse might be saying this about your friend might be saying that about your spouse, you know. So one might find themselves where they asking themselves, who do I listen to, you know, when things like this happen. And then the fifth one is mentally draining. This can really be draining because when you are with your spouse, they are saying all these things about your friend. And when you are with your friend, they are saying all these negative things about your spouse, trying to maybe show you how your spouse is. And then also your spouse trying to make you aware of how or what your friend is doing, you know, in your marriage. So it can just be draining because when you are with this one, they're talking about that one, and when you are with that one, they're talking bad about that one. And you love your spouse, but you also love your friend, and you are in debt. You feel, perhaps you feel indebted to your friend, and this can really be draining to the recipients. And fake is another one, you know, where a person can end up lying, you know, to say I'm going to spend time with so and so. Meanwhile, they know exactly that they are going to spend time with that friend that's been disapproved. So that can also be one of the challenges there that can happen, where lies come into the marriage. And, you know, a lie is a lie. I always say that there is no small lie or big lie. It's a lie. That's it. So that can also be a challenge when it comes to that. And then you become fake. You know, you don't become authentic. You don't become true. And then you become fake in such a way that even when you are with that friend, that they know that your spouse doesn't approve of them. You are even afraid to say when you are going through a challenge, because you don't want your friend's opinion, because you know that the opinion will be pessimistic. So to avoid a pessimistic opinion, you'd rather not say anything and pretend as if everything is all right. The seventh point is that the you know, there's a very big chance that you might have a bad marriage yourself because of the friends that your spouse is not approving. And what I mean by that is that these friends will be intentional about trying to pull you away from your family, from your spouse. They'll be intentional about you know, making you believe that your spouse is a bad person. They will be intentional about trying to destroy your marriage, and acting in a certain way just to try and make sure that you and your spouse don't see eye to eye. So that's one of the effects that can happen. One, pulling you intentionally to the bad direction, because sometimes they just want to spite your spouse and say, "Lo, I will show them. If they don't like me, I know that my friend has a weakness, and this is the weakness." Because I mean, our friends, they know us, right? Our weaknesses, they know our limitations, and they know quite a lot about us. Because we become authentic when we are with them. And I'm talking about friends that you've known for quite a long time, and so now they know which buttons to press in order for them to make a marriage not favorable. Point number 8, as an effect, is that one can be easily influenced. This is one of the things, you know, where, because your friends are acting in a certain way, they drink, they party, they do this, and they'll be saying things like, "My friend, take time for yourself. You know, you work hard. You have time for everybody else, but you don't have time for yourself. So use this time to also unwind. I mean, everybody needs a social life. So also be social with us. Come party, come drink, unwind, take the stress out." You know, and they can influence you in a bad way that is not very favorable to your spouse. Can even irritate your spouse even further. And number 9, bad habits or bad behavior as one of the effects that can definitely happen there, where a person can now start being out of character, acting in a certain way just to try and prove the point, to say, "You know what, you're not gonna separate me with my friends. I will show you." And then they can start being rebellious, doing things just to prove a point, and that cannot be good. And the last point here I want to mention is that self-doubt. That's one of the things there, where a person can even start to, you know, doubt their decisions about their marriage or decisions about their friends. So they don't know, because they don't trust themselves anymore. When they are with their spouse are telling them a different thing. When they're with their friends are telling them a different thing. So they don't really become authentic to themselves, and they can start questioning, you know, what they do or how they behave.
This is very important. It's something we need to look into, and we need to tell ourselves, you know, who do you choose between your friends and your spouse, between your family and your fun people, you know, and priorities have to set up in order, and that we grow and start to do things the way they are supposed to be done. If you get married, you know what you're getting into. There are some people that got to go. There are some people that do not have to stay.
Come and ask your questions. Share your concerns. Experiencing Life on 657 AM. It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
657 Media Wave Radio Pulpit. We are getting into the conclusion of the matter with Stembile Serame. As we enter the second hour, we really have to. And one has got to choose. I said earlier on, Ste, that one has got to make informed choices. When you get married, you know what you are getting yourself into. There are things that you would have to let go. The very same Paul you were quoting says, "When I was a child, I spake as a child would. But now that I'm a man, I speak as a man should." Throwing away all things of childishness. And so you'd see that he had entered another state. There's a set of priorities that change. When you get married, you enter into another stage. And there are sets of priorities that bring a change. And we need to embrace that. You can't be rolling around with your friends the way you were rolling at university while being married. You got to take care of your family. You got to be with your spouse. You got to do things together. You got to develop your new way of living together. In a way that will bless the two of you. Many people had gone with the misconception that when they get married, they're becoming arrested. And that's not true. People should start to embrace that my life, I'm at a stage of being promoted. I'm promoted now. The Father is trusting me with a family. He's trusting me with raising his children in this family. He's trusting me with taking care of his servant, which is my spouse, either my wife or my husband. And we need to be careful about that. If we don't look into these things, we fall into a variety of mishaps that are not supposed to be there. What say you, Semile, finally?
In conclusion, I just want to say that it's very important that we look at these things from different perspectives. It's very important that we look at why our spouses are not approving of the friends that we have. And try and see things from
their perspective.
You know, get clarification. Find out why they don't approve of the friends that we have. The reason why they're not approving, just see exactly and get their sense and try, you know, to ask them and understand why. Because I'd like to believe that no one can just say, I don't love so-and-so just for fun. You know, there must be a reason behind why they don't approve or they don't desire the type of friends that we have. And then also, let's look at ourselves on, you know, who do we become when we are with certain individuals? Because some people, they trigger the side that others don't like to see about us. And we maybe these are the behaviors or things that we used to do with these certain individuals before we were married. But we also need to be aware that now when we get married, it's important to act, you know, some of the behaviors or some of the things that we used to do, we can't do them anymore. The sacrifices, the some level of growth and maturity that we need to have in a marriage, you know, we can't act in a certain way. We can't just do everything that we used to do. And there must be some compromise that needs to happen as well there. And also, we need to look at the fact of, you know, what is this doing, or this friendship as well? What is it doing in our marriage? And, you know, is it bringing more toxicity in our marriage? Is it you know, these friends and how they behave as well? Because, you know, we become who we spend time with. So when we look at our friends, we don't like things that they do, but we still spend time with them and we still make them number one priority. When that happens as well, you know, it can really bring conflict in our marriages. So we must just take stock in the friends that we have, you know, and what these friends do in our marriages, and also understand that in life there are seasons. You know, there's a season to become a particular person, but also there's a season where you cannot act in a certain way because now you are not that person anymore. So it's very important that we look at that and we change some of the things that we used to change. You know, we adjust. We have to adjust.
Yeah.
You can't be the same Stembile that you were 10 years ago.
Hey,
even when you are married, you are that Stembile that does not miss any party. They are there all the time. You know, they don't miss anything. They stay late and they come back late at night, married or not. It can't be like that, because when we get married, our priorities needs to change, and we must now, you know, put our families at first. And I'm not saying that we need to be antisocial and not have friends, but we need to just assess and make sure that our friends do not destroy our marriages.
We need to make sure that our friends do not destroy our marriages. It's very important. We will get to conclusions. And we need to make sure that we stay in a manner that the father approves of, you know, the author of marriage. You see, the issue against her is to do the will of the Most High in our marriage, not the will of friends, you know. But the will of the Most High supersedes all wills, including yours and your spouse's. And how is this embraced, honored, and how is this put across? Makes much of the onuses be upon us. If one says, yeah, I think you're controlling and all that and some stuff. Okay, fine. Let's get to what the Father says. If I, as a spouse, do not approve of my spouse's friend, and somewhat somehow I lose in that argument. But if we are truly believers, we take the very same argument and we bring it before the Father. Father, show us this friend. If I'm wrong, I apologize. And I apologize in advance, that I had become so unsettled by another person. But I need to find out from you. The word says we must check out the spirits. Check every spirit. Check if it is from the Most High. Check it. If it is from Yahuwah, our Elohim. If it is not, then cast it off. And this is where we are able to see as to whether we still are in power with the will of the Father or not. And that is very important. I believe that much of the times what kills marriages, especially when it comes to these kinds of friendships, it's because we compromise too much. We've given ourselves over to pleasing friends too much. And if these friends are a bad influence to us, we know. And you have said it yourself. Bad company corrupts good morals, good character. The word in Psalms chapter 1 speaks. From verse 1, it speaks. It speaks with regards to fellowships. Blessed is he who is not found in the company of the wicked. And we need to check ourselves. That is a friendship that I keep bringing a delight into the Most High. Is the Messiah happy? Is the Father happy about the friendships that I keep? Regardless of the ornaments we had given these friends. Some of these are using these to exploit and damage our marriages. Others are very jealous, man. They don't want to see you building your own home. And many people are loitering the streets having divorce because their friends have advised them. And the irony is that their friends went on to get married and have marriages that are almost similar, like the one that their friends were having. So it's very easy that the spouse might be in a losing game, especially the one who keeps friends that had become strongholds in their marriages. And that is where the problem is. That is where we see much of the issues really happening. And it is a sad sight in most cases than one. So, if you say, indeed, I see these things are happening, write to us on Facebook, man. write to us on Facebook and let's hear you. Stay. I want to appreciate the time. I want to appreciate the moment. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you very much. It's always an honor. It's always pleasant. It's always good and also, you know, learning together.
Yeah.
Because when we talk about these things, we learn, we reflect, and we look at our own lives. So it's always good to spend time with our friends and family on Radio Pulpit. With that say, I would like to wish everybody a blessed day further. And shalom.
Shalom, stay. Shalom so much. And how do people get hold of you, my sister?
Oh, yes. People can get hold of me on Facebook. My Facebook page is This is Sithembile Serame. And I'm also available on email. My email address is sithembile@seramefoundation.org. Shalom.
Thank you so much, Sithembile. We talk to you again and we touch base with you again. Probably tomorrow. I need us to have a special session on marriage tomorrow. And so we will touch base. It's been great. Shalom.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.